new head at NextGov. That's a government executive's tech arm, their tech website, Catherine Peters. She takes over as editor after Alan Holmes stepped down last year. What's on her agenda for 2011? Very excited to have her with us right now. It's so nice to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Congratulations on this gig. So why'd you want this job?
Well, that's probably a good question, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's a tough time for media. Everyone talks about that we're, you know, mainstream media or whatever they call us, that we're passe and that we're no longer relevant. And I, of course, love seeing somebody being promoted from within the organization. But you had to want this for some reason. Why'd you want it?
Well, I did. I think technology and that's what NextGov focuses on, technology and government, is ever more critical to how government operates, how it operates more efficiently, more effectively. And as budgets fall, as agencies face more pressure from external forces, I think you're going to see people looking increasingly to technology to make bigger strides in performance. And so at any rate, there's a lot going on, as you well know, in everything from healthcare to cybersecurity.
Yeah.
That will be very interesting to follow.
And as we talk about better, faster, cheaper, all of a sudden, usually technology just, we said, okay, we're going to do more technology. Now it's technology has to really show results, and that there's a real demand that you not just do technology, but you have technology that's proven and can really show you we need to get bang for our buck.
That's absolutely right. And then there's also the technology that makes those results more transparent.
Yeah.
To all of us.
Yeah. Let's talk about DOD for a little bit, because it's one of the areas where there are cuts. They are looking a lot towards technology. And last week, of course, the big announcement from Secretary Gates talking about some of the cuts that they're making to DOD. And there's a real technology aspect to this, isn't there?
There is. There certainly is. Defense Secretary Gates has said he wants to save more than $1 billion a year.
Sure, a billion.
A billion, right?
Yeah.
Which is real money, even at defense, by consolidating data centers and using more enterprise-wide IT systems. And that's going to be very interesting to follow, certainly. We have a piece this week that looks at the pressure that may put on the Defense Information Systems Agency, DISA, and we are certainly anticipating real changes in that organization as it seeks to meet the goals established by Secretary Gates.
It is kind of an interesting time for DOD, because previously, I was thinking back to the Clinton years, you know, they talked about cuts, but DOD largely didn't have to deal with that nearly as much. Now they're right in there with everybody else. They have to come to the line with adding money to reduce the deficit.
That way, you know, I've covered defense for longer than I care to admit. But you know, for a couple decades now, it seems, you know, people have been referring to the impending train wreck of the defense budget. But I really think we may begin to see that there is just too much concern, too broad concern about fiscal matters for defense to continue operating as it has been. And I think we are going to see some significant changes in the coming months and years.
And, of course, the politics, just fascinating, as you have the Republican Party now in charge in the House, and they're fiscally trying to be conservative and be very conscious of money, and yet they've been also their thought of being the hawks more on Capitol Hill. So it's all these things almost in conflict with one another.
They do, and it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out, how they reconcile budget goals and fiscal concerns with the defense budget. And I think what you see from the Defense Department under Gates is really a kind of a preemptive move to make some cuts before they are made for the department, in some respects. But yes, you're absolutely right. There's definitely tension within the Republicans on how they're going to tackle this.
And a real challenge for managers out there as they have to try and figure out how they get this done during these periods, and particularly in times when, you know, you're not going to get a finalized budget until, what, March at earliest. It makes it really hard to try and fund your programs and think long term.
It certainly does. As you say, this all comes back to the managers at Defense and other departments as well. I mean, how did they work through this? And I think we're going to see people trying to be more creative in how they manage personnel, how they use technology, all kinds of things to get through this.
Catherine Peter, she is the brand new editor, second week on the job at the new gig, right?
That's right. I'm into week two, not even 2 weeks yet.
And they already throw you at me, for goodness sakes. Well, you did a great job. She's the new editor. NextGov.com, of course, is her website. You can